Parashat Lech Lecha. This week I'd just like to say over one idea that I heard from the current chief rabbi of Israel, Rabbi Shlomo Amar, that is in town this week, that said over an idea on our parasha. The rabbi asked the question that the first time we're introduced to Avraham Avinu in the Torah, he's at the age of 75 years old. So the rabbi says, what happened in the first 75 years of Avraham Avinu's life, and why is there no mention of it? Of course, something significant certainly must have happened in those 75 years that the Torah can tell us. Especially that we know from the sources of Midrash and Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that Avraham Avinu had a very interesting 75 years. He was thrown into a fiery furnace by Nimrod, which the Torah doesn't even discuss explicitly. He was banned and had to run and live in a cave, the Midrash says, for 10 years because they were pursuing him. All that, how he found God, his different ideas that he innovated in monotheism, all that is not mentioned. The beginning of Avram's career is Vayomer Hashem El Avram. And God said to Avram, and the rabbi explained from here, you see, the first 75 years, Avraham Avinu was searching for Borei Olam. And he had different methods, looking at the creation, looking at all the different wonders of nature, etc., different ideas of philosophy. But all that doesn't mean anything after he found God. Which means once already Borei Olam comes to Avraham and says, Vayomer Hashem El Avraham, then all the philosophy and all the conjecture and all the ideology doesn't mean anything. Now already God has conversed. So therefore the Torah is teaching us that philosophy and ideology and searching God from a rational standpoint is all good before you know God. But after God reveals Himself to you, so therefore there's no need anymore for a philosophical approach. God has revealed Himself explicitly. The lesson for us is we are living after God's revelation to the Jewish people. So therefore, for us to delve into philosophical reasons and rational proofs to prove that there's a God, it's worthless. Which means if we were living before Matan Torah, before the revelation, then already we have to look for proofs. But just like the Torah specifically does not discuss Avraham Avinu's first 75 years, you can learn a lot, not only from what the Torah states, but you can learn maybe even more from what the Torah does not state. That's teaching us that after Borei Olam speaks to Avraham, that already all the philosophy and all these stories with the idols and all those other things, they're not important anymore. It's clear there's a God. En Kelohenu. And therefore the same thing can be said to us, that once already we have a Torah, and it's clear that Borei Olam revealed Himself many times over, whether it was in Egypt, whether it was at Matan Torah, whether it was to the Tzaddikim. For us now to go like Avraham Avinu before the revelation and start trying to prove it, then there's nothing to prove anymore. It's over. God has revealed Himself to Klal Yisrael already. And therefore one should be very careful not to confuse himself in the winding roads of philosophy. Those that have entered that labyrinth of philosophy enter a very dangerous path, because sometimes they go so far that they're unable to retrace their footsteps and get out. And they get lost in it. Therefore, for us, we have Emunah Peshuta, that we believe in Borei Olam. We're considered Avraham Avinu after the 75 years.